Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Freezing immigration. I'm Deborah Valentine, Fox News. President Trump says he's looking to freeze immigration from what he is calling third world countries. Fox's Dana Marie McNichol explains from West Palm Beach, Florida.
President Trump is calling for a serious reexamination and reform of our country's immigration vetting process. According to the Department of Homeland Security, about 85,000 Afghans settled in the U.S. under Operation Allies Welcome, the same humanitarian parole program the suspect used to settle in Washington State before driving across the country to shoot at the National Guard. Trump announced that his administration is permanently pausing migration and re-examining the status of every green card holder from these 19 countries of concern. This includes Afghanistan, but extends to countries like Cuba, Venezuela, and Iran.
This comes after one National Guard troop was killed and another remains seriously hurt after a 29-year-old Afghan national allegedly shot them near the White House Wednesday. Meanwhile, U.S. Attorney in D.C., Jeanine Pirro, has announced a charge of first-degree murder against the 29-year-old Afghan national accused of shooting and killing a National Guard troop and the wounding of a second in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday. Pirro tells Fox,
"We are hoping that the more information we can get and the more investigation that is going on 24/7 now around the clock in Washington, the more we will find out."
This attack is being investigated as an act of terrorism. The suspect entered the U.S. in 2021 after working for the CIA, but was granted asylum by President Trump earlier this year. Rescue workers in Indonesia struggling to reach victims in several devastated areas that were hit by an earthquake and floods. Authorities fear the confirmed death toll of 248 will rise. America's listening to Fox News.
Did you know that over two-thirds of the products Walmart buys are made, grown, or assembled right here in America? Look closer at your Walmart aisle. It's the result of their $350 billion investment in U.S. manufacturing. That investment helps small businesses across the country sell more, hire more, and strengthen our local economies. Learn more about Walmart's commitment to American jobs at walmart.com/America at work.
News.
Two people were reportedly shot in what police are saying was an isolated incident at a shopping mall in San Jose, California, Black Friday. Fox 2, San Francisco's Betty Yu reports from San Jose.
All of this, of course, unfolding on Black Friday, one of the busiest shopping days of the year. Shoppers we spoke to tell us that this was a very chaotic and very scary scene. Videos circulating on social media show a stampede of people running past the Abercrombie store, people screaming, others taking cover. Other video from the Citizen app shows dozens of shoppers sheltering in a hallway and outside the mall, crowds gathering as multiple emergency responders arrived on scene. I spoke with several shoppers who said they heard multiple gunshots and people ran for their lives in whatever direction they could.
It's unclear if a suspect has been identified or if any arrests have been made. Global protests are expected today in solidarity with Palestinians. Fox's Jonathan Savage explains.
Each year, November 29th is recognized by the United Nations as the International Day of Solidarity with the Palestinian people. Secretary General Antonio Guterres emphasizing this past week that in his view, Palestinians have a right to dignity, to justice and to self-determination, and these rights have been violated beyond comprehension. The ceasefire in Gaza has brought relief to many Palestinians, but their supporters will today express anger at their treatment with demonstrations in cities like New York, London, and Berlin. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
French police have arrested a man believed to be the fourth member of the team that stole France's crown jewels from the Louvre Museum. The Paris prosecutor announced Friday that the entire gang is now thought to be in custody. The 39-year-old suspect has a criminal record with six previous convictions. I'm Deborah Valentine. This is Fox News.
It's Will Kane Country. Watch it live at noon Eastern Monday through Thursday at foxnews.com or on the Fox News YouTube channel. And don't miss the show. Listen and follow the podcast 5 days a week at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.